Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos. And we're in the middle of the Christina Lu show. When we went to the break, we were talking about Otto now is getting a 65, but I think after the show, he's going to go for an 85-inch TV.
Yeah, please, maybe I have to
like
get
Jay now.
I got to jump past you, John. You have 65.
I got to go for. You got to get to the 75.
That's right. I can't have my husband listening to this because he's going to totally be like, "See, they're upgrading. We should upgrade too." I'm sure it'll come. I'm going to have to hide this broadcast from Jay.
If you have the 65 already. You leave it. It's just
But during the break, Christina was just saying how she just canceled her Blockbuster account.
No, well, you know what it is. I'm very, like I said, I've always toe the line, and we've brought this up before, and this is just the conversation about technology in general. You know, so I love technology. I love streaming. And like, listen, I have between my family, I think we have like a subscription to every streaming service one way or the other. And we certainly, and I find myself, I'll be sitting there nights with Jay because like, as we all said, we're home. So that's what we kind of do. And, you know, we're sitting there, we're all trying to find a movie. And well, let's look on Hulu. Oh, let's look on Netflix. Let's look on Amazon. And it will go on for hours, you know, watching previews. I said, we spent so much time just like, you know, watching and we not, oh, well, maybe we'll watch this. Well, I don't know. And I said, as much as it's great to have all these options, like I'm so nostalgic of the days that you would just go to Blockbuster or there was this wonderful, like little tiny local video store that was by my house in Greenvale. That was this mom and pop shop. And I used to go there all the time with my mom. And it was just great. You would see it and you would read the back. And it was, like I said, and I had a whole system when the new release came out to get it. And it was like, and I missed that kind of thing. Because I said, frankly, I always ask my friends, if you had the option to have that now, like, would you utilize that? And most of my friends said they would, even though they have these other services, just the idea of going and kind of picking out your thing. And it's just, it was something I really enjoyed doing. And I miss, you know, even though I do like all these options, don't get me wrong. I do like an option, but it's a little overwhelming at times. So that's
you can only watch one show at a time.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I did at the holidays? They had the marathon Odd Couple. I taped it all.
You're like my mom. My mom did the same thing.
So I watched that, even though I've seen them before.
Oh, please. Barbara, my mom's DVR box, because that's her like stress. And I think everyone kind of has their different generation of something that, you know, makes them feel comforted. Right. So like mine, obviously, I'm like a 90210 kind of gal. But my mom, her, and I laugh because we'll go up there and she's just like in a time warp. There's just like Leave It to Beaver. Andy Griffith's show is just repeating on my house. And she's like, it just gives her like the ultimate like comfort. And she had the Odd Couple. She recorded the Odd Couple too the other day as well, John. So you and Barbara with your Hallmark movies and the Odd Couple can discuss.
The Hallmark movies, I like them. And I've been doing Turner now.
Yes.
The other day I watched Oscar. You had to see Going My Way.
Yeah.
I just saw that 2 weeks ago with Bing Crosby and whatever it was. And about St. Mary's when it burnt down, but it's like, oh God, you know, I like those movies too.
Well, it was a different planet when you look at the old movies, like on Turner. Some of the acting isn't all that great if you look back on it. It's acting, like they emphasize everything as opposed to just talking naturally.
Right.
But we tape a lot of, I like to watch the Hallmark murder mysteries.
That's what my mom loves too, Otto. Yeah. That's Barbara's big thing.
Like, well, they're simple and it's not like, you know, they got all these rocket ship things that they do to solve crimes on other things. I like when they can, like Miss Marple, I think is her name.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We just watched one of her movies last night. You know, and here's this older lady solving crimes, hiding in the closet and doing all kinds of, you know.
Well, you know what it is too, I have to say, you know, and this sums into the whole climate that we're in and stuff. And obviously, listen, I'm a and I think like the balance is key. Obviously, I'm not telling people to sit in front of the TV 24/7, but I am also a firm believer in watching a movie, you know, especially if you're, you know, and even you can do it virtually now, you know, with, you know, your friend can watch this. And I mean, we kind of have like this text message book club, you know, Bridgerton just came out on Netflix and a bunch of my girlfriends, everyone was watching it, you know, and we were texting each other, you know, so it's even things like that. It kind of, for that moment in time, and that's probably why I'm constantly trying to like, you know, de-stress myself, you know, you have that, you know, you're focused on something else and ever how silly it might be.
Is that any good, that Bridgerton?
Huh, what'd you say?
Bridgerton. I've seen it. I mean, haven't seen it though. I mean, I've seen the title. I never saw any of the.
It's really interesting. It's very well done. It's a little risque at times, but it's certainly, I enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
Okay.
And I, like I said, I love a good binge. I love to just get in and just, you know, I like the idea of just going to the next one and just sitting there. And like I said, doing things around the house is fun. And also with these TVs, it's great too, the new TV, because you're able to, even with the Project Independence exercise classes, for example, you know, you're able to sink into that. And now you're, I mean, if you have, forget, if you have a smartphone, you can mirror whatever you have on the phone onto the TV, you know, and that's even good for a senior, frankly, because it's large, you know, and it's very clear, these things. So even if you are, I mean, you could do a Zoom thing. I mean, there's so many things you could do now with these new TVs that, and the idea too, like John was saying, you know, having one remote that you could sit there, oh, I'm going to push Netflix, I'm going to push Hulu, whatever it is, you know, is nice.
Just going back to seniors after you said that, Christina and Otto, that's the one thing my wife said when we were trying to set up the TV. Uh-huh. My daughter came the next day. She said, how does a person do it? My poor mother was alive and got that TV. She would put it on the stand when somebody helped her. Yeah. It couldn't ever go on because in the beginning, we're pushing the buttons, nothing's going on. It's like, how do we get to this? You know, so you do need somebody with all the codes and what do you call them? The bar graphs and the stupidity. But because I got nervous. I don't want to put my phone up against it. I'm saying, is this what you're supposed to be doing? Because then you'll get, you'll read about that was a scam or something. But once you set it up, though, it's easy. It really is. I think you're not much better with all this stuff, though. Technology-wise and computer, you're good with that stuff.
Well, one thing that I encourage for seniors who might have a little bit of a hearing problem, or even if they don't have a hearing problem, if you watch some of the British shows like The Mysteries or Masterpiece, if you watch Masterpiece at all, to use closed caption.
Yes.
It makes a huge difference. And even my wife, Bunny, who can hear like
I put
a razor,
it on.
She puts it on.
I put it on too.
Yeah, there's times with the British shows where they're great shows, but you don't always catch all the words. So it makes a big difference.
No, and absolutely. You can, and you know, and
make
sometimes
it
the
so
music
it's
is too
not
loud.
Standing out, you know?
Absolutely. No, that's a great tip. And I you know, because I even laugh because I feel too, so many of these shows, people are talking so low and fast and the music's loud in the background. And you're like, what? And forget if there's another accent. I'm like trying to like understand everything that's happening, you know? So that's a great tip. And I definitely encourage seniors and anyone, frankly, to do that, you know, as long as you're not distracted by it, I think it's something to do. So,
you know, when you're talking about closed caption or whatever you call it, you know, that same problem exists with people wearing masks when they're talking to you.
Yeah.
Like the other day I was in the city and my daughter Becky came with me this time and we went to get a sandwich to take home. And there's a nice Cuban place there. I know what I ordered. I have no idea what she said I ordered, the woman.
Yeah, I know.
Because she got the mask. I have the mask. I just said, fine. Then she said, fish. I said, I didn't order fish. If you give me fish, that's fine. Then she says something like, we don't sell fish. I think, I thought you said fish.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, please just.
I'm so glad that you said that. Because
you can't. But at the same time, wait, the same day, my daughter was being evaluated in school because she's a teacher and the class was speech. I said, how do you teach anybody speech with a mask? And they're second graders or third grade. I said, you know, there comes a point, nobody should be evaluated in the school system till next year. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's just
I'm so with you because it's a running joke in my house because my mom, we always talk about this. And it's for some reason, I feel like I'm wearing a mask, but it's also impacting how I hear, you know, so I can't even, it's like all my senses are like, are dulled, you know, and we laugh at my mom. Cause I was like, I'm just wearing a mask. Like, why can't, I feel like I can't like understand or hear anyone. And it's something that certainly everyone at all ages, I think can certainly relate to, with that. So, you know, God willing, we'll get to a place where that's not a thing anymore, but right now it is. And, we got to just take these things and kind of laugh at the funny part of it, you know, find the humor in the situation.
You know, because of this show being on Zoom, we don't have to wear masks. But when you watch TV right now, a lot of the broadcasters now are starting to wear masks when they speak with people, which they didn't do as steadily as they're doing right now.
And I give them a lot of credit because that is, I've had to talk with a mask on. And it's not great. I can't, I bless these teachers that wear their masks. I look at my friends who sit up and teach with these masks on. You know, I can barely like shop in a supermarket with the mask on. I'm like, oh, get this off, you know, like, you know, it's certainly not good for someone who like doesn't want to be constricted, you know, and gets a little claustrophobic. But like I said, it's
we had the COVID test, by the way.
You got it?
Yeah. Okay. While we were exposed to somebody who was exposed.
Right, okay. You were saying that.
So we decided that we should get tested because there's a funeral we have to go to. And went for the COVID test last week and got results that were negative, thankfully. Okay. But the getting the test isn't all that bad. You know, there's quite a few locations you can go. You get the results, I think took 3 days. So there's lots of places.
Simple enough test, you know.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and that's why I want everyone to have hope, you know, because if everyone recalls when the test stuff first started coming out, that was very overwhelming and there was lines and waits and it was and people, you know, but I think, you know, now like there's certainly, we've gotten to the groove of testing. There's a lot of locations and availability for these tests. And I, you know, I hope that we're going to get to a place like with that, with the vaccine. So.
There was. I know, you know, and both Christina, you know, it's just a little swab in your nose. Mm-hmm. And there's a cartoon I saw, which is so great. A couple pulls up in a car and there's a big sign, COVID testing in the rear. Well, obviously it's the rear of the building. And one person in the car says to the other, I thought you said it was in my nose.
See, it's you gotta fast. Find the humor in this.
Yeah. But no, it's, you know what, it's still going to be a rough year. Nobody can take anything for granted yet. I mean, as Oscar said earlier in the show, we'll have more dead than in World War II soon, which is just a staggering number. But it is just truly amazing. But right now we're going to take a break. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here, the Christina Liu Show on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.